The Book of Hosea, Chapter 12. Ephraim feeds on wind and follows after the east wind. He continually multiplies lies and violence, and they make a covenant with Assyria, and oil is carried into Egypt. Yahweh also has a controversy with Judah and will punish Jacob according to his ways. According to his doings, he will recompense him. In the womb he took his brother by the heel, and in his manhood he had power with God. Yes, he had power over the angel and prevailed. He wept and made supplication to him. He found him at Bethel, and there he spoke with us, even Yahweh, the God of hosts. Yahweh is his memorial name. Therefore you will turn to your God. Keep kindness and justice, and wait for your God continually. He is a trafficker. The balances of deceit are in his hand. He loves to oppress. And Ephraim said, "Surely I have become rich. I have found wealth for myself. In all my labors they will find in me no iniquity which would be sin. But I am Yahweh your God from the land of Egypt. I will yet again make you to dwell in tents, as in the days of the solemn feast. I have also spoken to the prophets, and I have multiplied visions, and by the hand of the prophets I have used similitudes. Is Gilead iniquity? They are altogether false. In Gilgal they sacrifice bullocks. Yes, their altars are as heaps in the furrows of the field. And Jacob fled into the field of Aram, and Israel served for a wife, and for a wife he kept sheep. And by a prophet Yahweh brought Israel up out of Egypt, and by a prophet he was preserved. Ephraim has provoked to anger most bitterly. Therefore his blood will be left on him, and his reproach his Lord will return to him."